So let's talk about Yekis today. So what is a Yeki? So according to a Chabad article, there are 15 facts about Yekis, the Jews of Germany. Number one, the term is both laudatory and mightily derogatory. So in other words, a Yeki, you call it a Yeki, most of the time it's a positive thing. You're punctual, you're on time. It could also have negative, you know, connotations, but the Yeki gets all bent out of shape when I'm even a single minute late or whatever it is. Okay. Number two, they're the first Ashkenazim, right? Ashkenaz, we refer to all of us as Ashkenazim, but really Ashkenazim is the Hebrew name assigned to Germany. So that's fact number two. Most relevant for us is Yekis have very unique minhagim. And we're going to talk about one of those minhagim in today. One in number one, they wear a talus when they become bar mitzvah, the boys. Another one is that they wash before for bread before making kiddush, which we'll talk about as this is a kiddush shir. Number four, their synagogue tunes are very exact, and he quotes some of these minhagim. They have their own form of Yiddish. I didn't even know that, but okay. Yiddish Deutsch, it's called. Okay. Six, assimilation hit them early and hard, which it did. Germany was one of the first places to have reform Judaism, etc., and other places in Christianity. Seven, Frankfurt was a bastion of orthodoxy. Right, it's throughout Germany there remain pockets of Jewish people who stayed faithful to Judaism and their ancestors, etc. Eight, they adopted Western appearances. We know that a lot of the German Rabbanim didn't look like the long Hasidic Rabbanim with the beards, etc. Nine, they have their own Hebrew pronunciation. It's pronounced a certain way. Cholam is the way we make the cholam, right? Oh, right, you could do it better than I can. Ten, this I didn't even know either. They refer to prayer as orinin, orinin. Apparently it comes from the Latin word orer, to pray. 11, they often have two names. There's the Hebrew name and the corresponding German or Yiddish name. 12, there were three tiers of rabbinic ordination. I didn't know this either. There's Chaver, there's Rav, and there's Morenu. And then number 13, Yisker was not set on holidays. 14, Yakish life was transferred to the New World. We know in Washington Heights there is and was a booming, or now it's a little bit less booming, but was very booming, Yaki community. And 15, there is now new Jewish life in Germany. This is 1952. The Jewish population was just 10,000. In the 1990s, many people, Jews from the USSR, came to Germany. Now there's over 100,000 Jews in Germany, serviced by 35 Chabad emissary couples across 19 cities. Again, it's a Chabad article. So that's what we know about Yekis. But what I'm most interested... Huh? Shin Shmurah, yeah. It's not a Shmurah Matzah Shir, but excellent point. Now we've got to talk about the Kiddush point. So can you, have you ever, by the way, joined the Yekis Shemil, in which I have, and many nodding heads, in which they do, how do they do it? They wash first, then they make Kiddush on wine or grape juice, and then they drink the Kiddush, right? They drink first, and then they already washed, so they just have a hamotzi and eat the bread. So is this Yekish Sheminug of Kiddush, Rabbi Yekis, Yekis washing first and then doing Kiddush, is there any basis for an halacha? You're a non-Yekka. Are you allowed to just adopt this custom of washing first and then making Kiddush? So let's see. The Gemara in Pesachim has three-line Gemara, and not surprisingly, there's three ways to read this Gemara, and that's the entire Chabura. How to read this very easy Gemara. Gemara says two statements in the Gemara. Rabbi Bruna comes along and says, Amar Rav, Hanota, I'm quoting Rav, Hanota, four words, the whole Chabura, Hanotel Yadav, if you wash your hands, he's talking about Kiddush, Friday night, but Friday night meal, Hanotel Yadav, if you wash your hands, lo yikadesh. What does that mean? Can't make Kiddush. You wash your hands, you can't make Kiddush. Kiddush on what? Statement number one. Okay? Wash your hands, you can't make Kiddush. One more line. That's all we have to do. It should be very easy. Amar lehu Rabbi Yitzhak, bar Shmuel bar Marta, akati lo nachnav she derav. Rav's not even dead yet, and Shochinu L'Shmaite, you're forgetting what he used to say. Zimnin, sometimes, Sigin Avakame Kamina Kamed Rav, sometimes when we were in front of Rav, Zimnim Dechavivo Rifta, sometimes he felt closer, he loved bread, so Makadish Arifta, he would make Kiddush on bread. Zimnim Dechavivo Echamra, sometimes he would like wine better, Makadish Achamra. And these two statements are supposed to work in tandem or against each other. So let's go through our whole chabura. This is it. Statement number one says, no tel yadav, you wash your hands, lo yakadish. So let's talk it out. You go over to the sink accidentally, you know, your kids are driving you crazy, and all of a sudden you go over, you know, forget about kiddush, and you just start wash your hands. Now what, according to statement number one?
A couple of
lo yakadish. What does that mean?
It can mean a couple of things.
Okay, let's hear. We got three options, but let's hear.
It can mean that lo yakadish, you shouldn't be the one who's yotzi others. In other words, don't make.
Let's say you're the only one. Okay. You're really getting into a box, so I can't push you off. Yeah. But for our purpose, I am going to push you off.
Maybe it means you lost out an opportunity to make kiddush on wine. And you can make kiddush on maybe the bread.
Okay, that's another option. Yeah, that so let's start with Dr. Levinson's first. Option number one, you could also say, I mean, we can have a couple of options, but we'll winnow it down into three. I mean, option number one, you could say he's messed over. He can't do anything at this point. Right. He would have to really hear it again or violate a bracha v'atala or something like that. That's option number one. Option number two, it could mean lo yakadesh. You can't make kiddush anymore on wine. Now you're stuck doing it on bread. Okay.
But could you, yeah? Could you say, I mean, can you make a motzi before you make kiddush?
I don't know. According to this, maybe you could. Maybe that's option number three. Maybe you should make a motzi first.
Yeah.
No, okay. That's, you took care of, we have a couple of options for statement number one. Statement number two is that Rav sometimes, I don't know. I'm just reading you. It is an option. No, you could read the Gemara that way. Right. Now you have statement number two. Statement number two is even more vague. Rav sometimes felt chaviv. I don't know. What's a good word to translate chaviv? He felt it was beloved to him. It was more dear to him, preferred, right? So sometimes it was preferred hamotzi or bread, and therefore he made kiddush on the bread. Sometimes he preferred wine, and therefore he made kiddush on wine. So how does this statement fit with anything? What do you mean? Sometimes he felt, that's at least the first part of it. Yeah, basically that's what Rashi says. Then how hungry he was. So if he was really hungry, so he made kiddush on bread. So how does that fit with statement number one? Is that arguing with statement number one of Rev Bruna or not? So here we go. Three ways to reconcile these statements, and that's the entire chabura. We just need to figure out which one we follow. And that will shed light on a couple of facts. It will shed light on what happens if you're yeke. Are you allowed to be a yeke at all? Or do you have to change your yekishness? Or are you allowed to adopt yekish menhagim if you're not yekish? Number two, it will also tell us, can you make a kiddush on bread at all? That's also another side part of his chabura. If I want to make kiddush just on bread, can I do that? So option number one, we'll call it the Shita of the Rambam. Shita number one, and how to reconcile everything, is Rev Bruna says that if you wash first, Natal Yadav, Lo Yakadesh, you're a loser beyond belief. You can't do anything. You can't make kiddush on wine. You can't make kiddush on Chala, according to the first opinion, Reb Bruna, and no to yad of lo yakadish means lo yakadish. Your mamish a loser. Okay, comes along. So what happens? I don't know. You have to hear from someone else. You have to make a bracha vatala.
Does it make a difference if it's Friday night or Shabbos?
Let's talk about Friday night. But I think the answer is maybe there may be a difference. But let's make it simpler. Friday night. It's a good question. So according to option number one, Rambam Shita, Reb Bruna says, Hanotavadav lo yakadish. If you wash first, you're a real loser. Nothing for you to do. You got to even suffer bracha v'atol or hear maybe from someone else. You are out. Comes along the Reb Yitzchak in the Gemara then and says, no. At this point, you have an option. What would be the option? Sometimes Rav used to make kiddush on bread. So what should you do in this option? Make it on bread. So according to the shita number one, the Rambam is, you can make hamotzi, sorry, you can't, let me rephrase that. You can make kiddush on bread if it's chaviv to you, right? But what you definitely cannot do is wash your hands first and then make kiddush on wine. So according to the Rambam, are the yakas right or are the yakas dead wrong? Dead wrong. According to the Rambam, says this Gemara is going out of its way to teach us the halacha that the yakas are wrong. Option number one, Shitas Rambam. You remember the names for me, okay? Rambam says yak is dead wrong, but you can make kiddush on bread. Option number two is the Rashbam, who says commentary like Rashi on this Gemara of Psachim. And he says like this, really, we got the first statement of the Gemara correct. You're messed up. If you, Rabbi Bruna says, you wash your hands first, now you're in a bad situation because you can't make kiddush on wine, you can't make kiddush on bread. Comes along Rav Yitzchak, and listen to what Rav Yitzchak says. He says, since sometimes Rav made kiddush on bread, right? Sometimes Rav also made kiddush on wine. Therefore, there is no problem at this point, after you wash your hands, of making kiddush even on wine. Because since sometimes you wash your hands, you can make kiddush on bread, you could do that. You could also wash your hands and sometimes make kiddush on wine. It's not a hefsik of washing, making kiddush on wine, and then making hamotzi immediately after. Ah, you washed your hands first and the kiddush is in between the hamotzi and the washing your hands. Not a problem, because Rav would always, it sounds like, wash his hands first, perhaps. Yeah. And then he would choose, do I want to make kiddush on bread or do I want to make kiddush on wine? And either one is fine. Except there is one problem, says the Rashbam. The Gemara in Brachos does say that the proper order that you're supposed to do it in is kiddush on wine, then wash your hands, then make a motzi. So how could Rav go against that Gemara? Rav would only make kiddush on bread in a bidyeved situation. So in other words, option number two, Shita of the Rashbam, is if you wash your hands first, you have a saving grace. What can you do? You can make kiddush even on wine. But if you should go to Rabbi Rosenfeld and says, Rabbi, I'm yekish, not yekish, I don't know what to do. Maybe I'm yekish, maybe I'm not yekish. How should I do the order Friday night? What's Rabbi Rosenfeld have to tell you, according to option number two? He has to say, first, let's follow that Gemara in Brachos. First, you make kiddush on wine, then you wash your hands, then you do it on bread. If you go to Rabbi Rosenfeld and go Friday night, in other words, I just washed my hands, now what should I do? Then he could tell you, fielder's choice, do whatever you want. You dope for washing your hands first. But that's not the ideal, because there's that Gemara in Brachos that says the order is first, you make kiddush, then you wash, then you make hamotzi. So option number two, let me ask you.
Well, what was the answer to that question, though?
Which question?
The question was if you accidentally washed first.
So according to this option number two, is that you could do whatever you want, because sometimes Rav would make kiddush on wine, sometimes he'd do it on bread. And therefore there is an option if you accidentally wash your hands first to make kiddush on wine. You don't have to throw everything up and make kiddush on hamotzi at that point, on the bread. You don't have to do that. But if I go to the rabbi and say, well, what's the ideal way to do it? The answer, according to option number two, is first kiddush, then wash your hands, then make the hamotzi on the challah. Yeah?
When you say washing your hands,
yeah,
you're not talking about just the...
Correct. 100%. Yeah.
A few weeks ago...
Yeah,
we had this whole discussion about if you forget to make kiddush Friday night.
Yeah, yeah.
There were shittas that said you could make all day Shabbos.
Correct.
So So they're arguing over whether, I mean, I understand about you don't want to be masik, but you know, with the according to the first sheet that said you can't make kiddush, that's inconsistent with...
You can't make... So let me clarify. You can't make kiddush that, like, will solve the problem. Meaning, like, you're a loser, basically. If you wash your hands first and say, "Anati v'sadayim," there is basically nothing you can do at that point. I mean, it's a good question.
But why?
Should you? Well, there's nothing you can do to salvage it, meaning because you've already made a brach. Yeah, it's a good question. What should you do? According to shita number one, you wash, make a motzi, you wash your hands, and you say, "Anati v'sadayim." Now what happens Friday night?
Let's say you make a motzi.
Yeah. But then you get into the problem, you're eating before kiddush. Right.
You have a meal, you didn't make kiddush.
Right, you're eating, right, you're eating.
He didn't have anything, or he did,
and he forgot about it at that point.
I think what Alan's asking is, if you didn't make Kiddush at all Friday night, according to the Shita, you would make the Friday night Kiddush Shabbos day.
Yeah,
so shouldn't you certainly be allowed
you
to make
certainly
Kiddush
can. So let me, wait, T.O. When I meant you're a loser, I meant you're a loser, but there's no way to fix up, to undo the bracha of Atala. Meaning, let's talk about it. Shita number one, this option one says, you go over the sink, you wash, and then your wife ribs you and says, "You dope, we haven't made Kiddush yet." What are you supposed to do at that point? The answer is you're a loser. Meaning, I don't know if you should then make hamotzi on the challah. My gut over there is not, because you didn't make Kiddush. So I think the answer is you just, you know, take a loss for the team. You made a brach of atal and you clap al chait the next day when you say slach one, when it's Sunday or whatever it is. You said a brach of atal. There's no way, I mean, you could say brach Hashem olam, whatever. You could maybe try to mitigate, but there's no option according to the Rambam. You shouldn't have done that. You made a mistake. You're not a rush. It was an accident. But now you would probably have to make Kiddush, but you'd start again. Meaning you have to wash again also. I think you have to wash again. No, you make Kiddush on grapes and you wash again and make an Anu Yatim Yisudayim.
Yeah. What do they do again?
They say Anu Yatim Yisudayim. Then they say grape juice on wine, right? And then they do Amotz, just Amotz without washing again on the bread. I think so.
You don't have to wash again, though.
You don't wash again. Yeah. So according to this...
Why do you don't have
So this is the question. So according to opinion number one, there's certainly a hefsek, and you're a loser. You're out. According to number two, b'di'eved, after, post facto, after you did it, okay, so we could rely on Rav, and you can make Kiddush. Why is it not a hefsek? It really is a hefsek, but that's why you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it with chachila. Yeah.
This is the thought, but okay. After you wash, make seyam t'yos yudayim, you're allowed to do anything that... for instance, you'll
say, "Pass the salt." Says answer number three. Rabbeinu Tam says is that Gemara in Brachos that just said the order of wash of kiddush, then or drinking brei pri hagafen, and then washing your hands and then eating amotzi. That's only talking about weekdays. On weekdays, you can make a brei pri hagafen first, then you wash your hands. That's just the normal weight of a meal. It never says in that Gemara Shabbos. It's just a sentence which says, this is the order. But it's not talking. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's only talking about, I'm finding the exact line because you all laughed. You don't trust me over here. Rabbeinu Tam is the Hassam Ari Bechol. It's weekday. Veshlachosh, we're nervous that if you're going to wash your hands first, then you're going to come to talk, whatever it is, before you drink, etc. So, but on Shabbos, says Shita number three, this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. He says on Shabbos, you can do whatever you want. You want to wash your hands first and make Kiddush on grape juice then, and then say Amotzi? Totally fine. There's no order. That's what the Gemara comes to teach us. That Rav, sometimes he would wash his hands and make Kiddush on challah. Sometimes he would wash his hands and make Kiddush on grape juice. And no problem at all. Who does that sound like? The Yekkas. That's exactly the Yekkas. Rabbeinu Tam is the Yekka over here. Not really, but he was French. But whatever, for our purposes, that's where the Yekkas developed. So now the question is, who's right? You have three opinions. What do we say? So you open up a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch tells you right away. Achar shekiddush al kos, after you make kiddush on the cup, no til yadav, then you wash your hands. Umavarech anati yosadayim, blah, blah, blah. Of im not til yadav, kodim kiddush. If you wash your hands before kiddush, whoops. Goli daiti derivta chavivalev, lo yikar shalayayin, el al pas. In that case, shita number two, then you can make kiddush on the bread, but don't make it on the wine. And maybe that's even shita number one. Maybe that's what option number one says in that case. You should make kiddush on the hamotzi in that case. Maybe so that's
you,
the case.
When you
yeah.
make kiddush on the bread, you don't say Bori Pri Agafen.
You don't say Bori Pri Agafen, but you say all the other the bracha of Mekadesh Shabbos. Exactly. Right, not Agafen. Exactly. Say hamotzi. So Shulchan Aruch clearly says yekis are not the way to do it, at least ideally, and even b'diavad. Comes along the Ramah and says, V'yesh omrim, some say, d'lechachila, what does lechachila mean? Ideally, yesh litol yadav kodem hakiddush, or kadesh al hayayin. Some say, ideally, the Ramah. He doesn't say any other opinion. He says, v'chein haminog pashut b'medinos elu. This is the common, simple minog, basic minog, in all our countries, the ain lishanos don't change. Rock, but well, say that's not
it. Was
it.
In Poland, though.
Correct.
Not Germany.
Correct.
So,
this is the minhag of all our places. That's what he writes, and the Ramah doesn't say. It says the ain lishanos don't change. So, according to the Ramah, what should all of us be doing every Shabbos? Washing first. So why don't we? Says the Mishnah Brura. And others, he says, why? What's the lumdis of this? Ain't kiddush mikri hefsik. Well, kiddush is not hefsik, like you said, because it's for the meal. And therefore, you make a kiddush on the wine, and then you drink the coke, and then you say amotzi, and everything is fine. He says, and the Ramah says, it's tov no kein lecharchila. He says, why? What's the reason to do this? Because if you don't have wine, so at least you have an option to do it on the bread, etc. He says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Brura, he says, this is not our... The Kama Achronim Kosvu, many Achronim, including the Vilna Gaon, say, T'tfei Odif L'chadchila L'kadosh Alayayin Kodem Netilas Yadayim. He says, why? Because there's two other opinions that say it's no good, at least ideally. So why would you choose option number three, which is only good according to Rabbi Nutam and the Rosh, which happens to be Minhag Ashkenaz, always, or often. But why would you choose the real Minhag Ashkenaz when you're going against two other great poskim, the Rambam and the Rashbam? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, many Achronim say, don't do what the Yekas do, because you're striking out according to two of them, you're being good according to the third opinion, but the first two options, it's no good. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you want to double knock on the Ramah. Aruch HaShulchan says also, he says, this is built on the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, he says, v'zeh haya bizmano, this was only in the time of the Ramah, avol bizmanenu, in our times, in the last 500 years, v'kamadorus, many generations, shekodimanu, before our current generation, lo yadu miminag zeh. We never heard of this weird minhag. The MS, he says, even the Torah challenges this, and all of these other poskim challenge it. And therefore he says, MS, lama naniach shitas rova poskim. Why would you ignore option number one and option number two just to follow the Ramah? He says, avaladoro sa'akra v'chriyo v'alacha kirova poskim. He says, we don't follow this Ramah. Now that's crazy, because Ramah is minhag Ashkenaz, our in general, our regular colloquial minhag Ashkenaz, and we say, don't switch it. And Ramah says, don't switch it, and we all switched it. So the Yekas have, the upshot of this Chabur is, the Yekas have a tremendous basis upon which to rely upon. In fact, it's a straight up Ramah that says, don't change the Yekas Minog. And we all, non-Yekas, changed the Minog. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan say, we're totally fine. I'll just conclude by reading you one more line from Shmuel Kamenetsky's Sefer on Kiddush. And listen to what he writes. He says, an interesting language. After discussing all these opinions, he says, "V'amar Marein Rabbeinu, is Rav Kleiman quoting Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, sheish adayin harbe noagim kedas Ramah." Many people, referring to the Yekis, follow this straight up Ramah and wash first. Listen to this: "V'harotze, if you want linog karama, to wash first, meizatam." What does that mean?
Whatever
reason. Keeps the kids quieter for longer. No? It's a good move, right? He says, Mezdam, Rashoy Lasos Kane. You're allowed to do so. So in other words, not only are the Yekas correct according to the Ramah, according to Rav Shmuel, the way it's quoting, if you want a Yekka for a day, you're totally fine. Now, whether you could switch back and forth. No, he wasn't. And whether you could switch back and forth, I don't know about that, but if your minog is it's better for you for whatever reason to keep it quieter, he says, me'ez the time, whatever reason, because all you're doing by going back to this minog is simply following the Ramah who said that was the minog and don't change it. So the upshot is whatever you do, you're fine. Yekas are for sure fine. Sfaradim, it's a little bit harder. Sfaradim should not go with this minog Ramah because they never did it. Sounds like they should better make Kiddush first. But the upshot is if you're at someone else's house, you for sure, I was always bothered by this, should you switch your minog and you make Kiddush yourself in your order and ask for your own bukalak, answer is no, don't. Because for sure, you could rely on the minog Ramah, which is really all our ancestors' minog, and you'll be fine either way you go. Shkayach.